This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, November 14. Whom shall I send? Our reading comes from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." Would you dare glimpse what Isaiah saw? He had a vision of the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, surrounded by angels calling to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." In awe, Isaiah could only cry out, "Woe to me, I am ruined." Isaiah's life-changing vision pointed ahead to the coming of the Savior. An angel touched a coal to Isaiah's lips, announcing, "Your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for." A powerful yet painful prophecy of the coming Savior's work. So began Isaiah's series of revelations of the coming Savior. God commissioned Isaiah with two simple questions. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Later, the resurrected Christ would commission his followers, "Go and make disciples of all nations, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The Lord's command and comfort apply to every generation of believers. Will we bear the good news of Jesus in our hearts and on our lips? Will we go today into our work, our studies, our neighborhoods, our social engagements, with Isaiah's vision of God's redemption? "Whom shall I send?" he asks. Will we say, "Send me"? Pray with me. Holy Father, we can only imagine the vision Isaiah saw when you called him and changed his life. Grant us a glimpse of your glory so that we may share the same good news with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.